Officials in Mexico said today that they have stepped up security at strategic installations in the wake of guerrilla raids this week in five different states. The rebels issued a statement calling for a popular uprising. These attacks dealt a blow to President Ernesto Zedillo's efforts to portray Mexico as a stable democracy. One important part of Zedillo's agenda has been his campaign to reform the nation's notoriously corrupt judicial system. That effort got a boost recently when Attorney General Antonio Lozano fired 1/6 of his national police force. From Mexico City, NPR's David Welnup has the story.
Earlier this month, Attorney General Lozano summoned all 4,200 members of his federal judicial police, a kind of Mexican FBI, as well as all state commanders, to what was billed as a routine weapons inspection. When they were all assembled, army officers ordered them to turn in their badges to receive new ones. That's when 737 of the agents, including 2/3 of the state commanders, learned that not only were they not getting new badges, but that they'd been fired. It was the biggest single purge in the nefarious history of the judicial police. At a crowded news conference a few days later, Lozano says the officers were suspected of being involved in everything from drug trafficking and kidnapping to car theft.
Esta medida no es de ninguna manera una medida aislada. Es el inicio de un proceso.
Lozano says the mass firing is by no means an isolated measure. It's the beginning of a process, he says, in which every aspect of the judicial police will be thoroughly reviewed. And he warns more heads could roll in the months to come. But he also admits his office has not been able to come up with much solid evidence against most of the police who were dismissed. Lozano acknowledges that only 15 of the 737 cops who were fired were charged with any crime, and only one of them was jailed.
In many of these cases, we're going to have to let these men back on the force for lack of proof against them. Still, we're certain we've gotten rid of a very high percentage of the most pernicious agents.
Many Mexicans who feel terrorized by their own police welcomed the purge, saying it was long overdue. The Attorney General himself estimated early in his term that 70% of the agents on his force were corrupt. But David Fernandez, who heads a Jesuit-backed human rights center in Mexico City, questions the Attorney General's timing.
Because this was for a political reason, not for an honest one or to clean, but to give another image of the Attorney General office.
Fernandez and many others in Mexico think Lozano carried out the purge to divert public attention from some recent serious setbacks. First, the man he appointed to head a counter-narcotics force in Tijuana publicly accused Lozano last month of selling command posts in the drug-infested northern border states for millions of dollars. Instead of having the charges independently investigated, the Attorney General had the whistleblower arrested and imprisoned on corruption charges. Then Lozano saw his case collapse against a man he'd jailed a year and a half ago as the supposed second gunman in the 1994 assassination of presidential candidate Luis Donaldo Colosio. Critics also accused Lozano of acting rashly when he fired the judicial police.
These people are dangerous. These people have criminal connections.
Marie-Claire Acosta is the head of another prominent human rights group. She says Lozano should have first built solid cases against the fired officers so they would not either get back on the force or be out on the streets.
He has deposited these undesirable corrupt elements on society. I mean, what are these former policemen going to do now? Are they going to form criminal bands? I don't think that that is the way to proceed when you want to clean up the police force.
Still, some government critics applaud the purge. Sergio Aguayo is a prominent crusader for greater democracy in Mexico.
We need reform. And even if we don't trust the motives of the regime, we must give them the benefit of the doubt every time that they do things in the right direction.
Aguayo points out that the Attorney General carried out the purge at a considerable risk of deadly reprisals against both himself and his family. Still, Aguayo and others plan to hold Lozano to his promise to keep ejecting bad apples from the judicial police. 234 cadets from a new police academy applauded Attorney General Lozano at their graduation ceremony last week.
Que tenemos que hacer que la población, la sociedad mexicana,
Lozano told these men that their main task now is to regain the public's trust in the judicial police. He said the top graduates would be rewarded with further training abroad, and he added that there has never been a better moment to join the police force than right now. But on the street just outside the Attorney General's office, passers-by seem skeptical about the efforts to reform the judicial police. One man points out that their salary is only $500 a month.
Realmente, mientras no sean bien pagados, siempre va a existir la corrupción.
As long as these cops aren't better paid, there's always going to be corruption. What you need here is a good salary to get by so you don't have to run around extorting money from others.
But for now, there are no plans to raise the salaries of judicial police, leaving those still on the force as vulnerable as ever to corruption. I'm David Wellna in Mexico City.